Hello, beautiful people all over the world. This is Christian Schaber, your host of Healthy, Wealthy, and Happy. Let's dive in. Hello, everyone. This is Christian here with another informational podcast. Apologize for my voice. Looks like I've been talking too much, so I'm losing it. So, all right, today we're going to be talking about a special podcast, something that was recently brought into my awareness, and I pay homage to that individual, which I would not disclose today. But what we're going to talk about today is the three stages in life you must know. All right, let's go ahead and dive in. So, first one is ignorance, all right, which simply means, not an insult, okay, it just simply means lack of knowledge or information, okay? And guess what, folks? Everybody started here, from Serena Williams, Kobe Bryant, John D. Rockefeller, Obama, whoever you want to name, Messi. Everybody started in ignorance in something, because we're all born out of our mothers, okay, with two arms. Some of us don't have, but you guys know what I mean. We all got two eyes, two arms, two legs. You know, we pretty much, some of us can hear and talk and speak and have the ability to see and smell. For those who have those abilities, be thankful. Gratitude point right there. But most of us, we start off not knowing anything, okay? So Kobe Bryant, Michael Jordan, and the kid in your PE class when you're in high school, they all shot a basketball for the first time once. No one came with, like, experience before. They didn't inherit it. Any, you know, type of experience, and the first shot they took, everything was buckets, okay? Now, that I'm not talking about talent. Some people do have more talent than others, but you still need to work and practice to have, you know, perfect your craft, all right? So the next point is, when you're in this stage of ignorance, it is very, very crucial and important to keep your eyes open and your ears open and your mouth kind of closed, okay? You can open it up to ask questions, which is a phenomenal idea. You should always be asking questions, but mostly be observing and be listening. Why, you may ask? You want to do this because obviously you have a lack of knowledge or information. As a child, when you are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, or 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, whatever, how old you are, you do not know as much as someone who has experienced different things as in someone who is 40 or 50. Therefore, it is wise to listen to people who have more experience. Now, my disclaimer about that, I am not saying age means experience, because it does not. There are some people who are 50 and they have done very few things in their life and their advice would be worthless, okay? And there are others who are 50 and they have done several, many different things, experienced many different experiences, and have a lot of value to add. So that leads on to my next point, which is something I pay homage to Kevin Trudeau for saying, and it is only listen to people who have the results of what you want and the physical evidence of it in their lives, period. So, in layman's terms, here's an example. If you're looking to become the next Tom Brady or the next Michael Jordan, you should listen to people who are at that level, okay? If you can listen to Tom and get close to him, that's even better. But don't ever let your friends or someone with no experience trump what someone with experience will say. For example, a lot of times this happens to many different people as they grow up. They want to do something, and they tell their friends and family, here's what I'm looking to do, here's how I'm going to do it, and their friends and family simply, you know, they don't mean to do it on purpose, but they end up telling them, well, hey, that can't happen because of this. You won't make it, this and that. And it's very simple. And all you have to do is ask them, how many times have you done this? Which most of the time, guess what? They haven't. But, you know, have you done it before? Did you do it in the same circumstance that I'm doing it? ask them why they have these beliefs or this preconceived notion that they're telling you. And if it's backed up behind, oh, well, my friend told me, or I watched a Netflix video, or I heard on the news, I would advise disregarding their advice. Listen to people who have actually done it. For example, myself, when I started investing in real estate and I started becoming a real estate agent, when I became a real estate agent, at 19, and I started investing at 19, right? When I told my father, I think it was probably a year or two later, what was kind of cooking, which he knew all the time, but like we really actually talked about it. He actually told me like, hey, one of my friends that I remember growing, not he grew up with, but you know, it was probably like 10 or 15 years ago. Basically, he's like, yeah, one of my friends had rentals and, you know, I'm from, you know, the Michigan area, and this guy had rentals in Detroit. And my dad told me that basically this individual went to go collect his rent at the house and they like killed him in the house or something like that, right? I know he died in the house. That was for sure the case. I don't know if they tortured him before, but I know, yeah, he died. Now, he said this to me and I'm like, out of all the things you could tell me, you choose to tell me that. You know how many times that probably happens? Very few. Yes, it can happen. But you know what usually happens is people create cash flow and their houses are fine and people pay the rent and they don't die when they go collect rent, which you shouldn't even be collecting your rent in person. But that's another story for another time. But you see what I'm saying? Most people are going to tell you negative about something, okay? Especially in this day and age we live in. If you have goals and dreams, people are going to tell you how it won't work instead of how it will work, okay? If you believe in real true love, most people are going to be like, you a baby, okay? It ain't going to happen. You need to settle. True love don't exist. People are just out there for themselves, you know what I'm saying? Or if you want to be extremely wealthy or whatever it is and be successful in whatever you're doing, a lot of people are going to tell you, good luck, you know what I'm saying? Or money isn't everything, or you're not going to make it, this, that, and the other. Now, once again, if you were to talk to somebody who has money, which I experienced both when I was growing up, which I still am, I don't know why I say it like that, but you know, you get what I'm saying. When I was like 19, 20, right, 21, I had friends that had no money, and I had friends that were millionaires. I just got lucky and ended up meeting phenomenal people by going to certain seminars, courses, and certain events. And we shared numbers and we stayed in contact because I'm attracted. I like people who are successful, right? So that's just me. So I ended up building relationships with these people. And when I told them my dreams and aspirations, they supported it and they were down and they had a more higher level comment to say, basically like, hey, it's possible, you can do it. Why are you only reaching that far? You can do better, you can do more, okay? And then the other people who weren't doing much with their lives or weren't that successful, which no disrespect to them, okay, they would tell me it can't happen or it's not possible. Here's why it won't work, or why do you even care about that? Money's not important, this and this and that, right? I didn't ask if money was important. I'm not doing it for money. I'm just trying to fulfill the hunger that I got in my heart, which is to do something with my life. Because when I sit around and watch Game of Thrones or whatever show is out nowadays, Scandal, whatever, you know, 13 Ways to Get Away with Murder, I get real bored, which I haven't even really watched any of those. I just finished Breaking Bad, which is sad. That was like a year ago. But back to the point, people will always try to discourage you because people tell you what has happened to them, okay? So if someone's been through failure, they're going to share with you their failure. If someone's been through success, they're going to share with you their success. So remember this point. Listen to people who have what you want and the physical evidence of it in their lives, all right? All right, guys, let's jump into stage two, as you would like to call it, is practice and execution. Practice? Yes, practice. Practice is one of the most important things in life. And once you can understand this, the world is yours. Once you understand that you're ignorant and you do not know certain things in life, the next step is to practice what you don't know, okay? And I forgot a point in stage one. In stage one, while you're being aware of yourself and looking at yourself, listening to yourself, listening to feedback of others in your life, because you may not know yourself that much, right? Start paying attention to what you're good at, to what people compliment you about, and start paying attention to what people say you suck at, okay? Say you need to work at, okay? And be completely, brutally honest with yourself, because in the long run, when you know your weaknesses, you can fix them. Or you can know what you're weak at, and then you won't set yourself up for failure. And when you know what you're good at and you're being brutally honest with yourself, you know what to focus on and to do step two, aka stage two, which is practice, all right? So when you know what you're good at and you know what people are saying you're good at, and when you know what you like doing because you've been paying attention to what you've been doing, and you're like, I don't really like physical activity. I more like being on the computer, or I don't really like being on the computer, or, you know, I like physical activity, whatever it is, or, you know, I don't like doing this or doing that. And then, I like doing this. Pay attention to these things. If you need to take note, go ahead. Why not? Okay. If it's not written, it's not really existing. But take note of what you're good at and what you suck at, and then practice what you're good at and practice on what you suck at until you get good at it both. Okay, until you perfect, till you get so good at what you're good at, people start thinking you're a master, you know, you're in Jedi mode, okay? And then once you suck at, you can try to improve it, okay? If you're scared to talk to people, or scared to talk to people of the opposite sex, or whatever it is, if you're scared to do that, practice doing that. Start reading about it. Start studying it, okay? If you don't know nothing about making money, start making money. Do whatever it is. Start learning how to make money. Google how to make money. You know, many options will come up. You know, we're in the information age, okay? Libraries everywhere. But you see what I'm saying? Like, figure out what you need to know and then go out and know it. Because the excuse of saying, I don't know how to do something would have worked 2,000 years ago, okay? Now we have millions of books. And we have the internet where you can search almost anything and get some type of information about it. So you're not in stage one, the ignorant stage, for much longer. All right. So the ignorant stage, just so you know, stage one, some people are in there for a couple years. Some people are in there for, you know, a long time. For everyone, it's different. So don't compare yourself to anybody. You do you. Okay. All right. So the next step. All right. And just so you know, the definition of practice is the actual application or use of an idea, comma, belief or method, as opposed to theories relating to it. So practicing in layman terms is just actually doing what you say you're going to do. Okay. People who podcast and are really good at podcasting have spent time practicing podcasting, or have done a lot of podcasting and then eventually got good. Kind of like Joe Rogan, okay? He started off with his first podcast, and he said it wasn't the best. Now he's on like 1,300 and whatever. He's pretty good at it because he practiced more. For those who only posted 10 recordings, they're not going to be good as the guy who posted 10,000 or 100, okay? And the guy who did 100 is probably not as good as the guy who recorded, you know, 5,000. You see what I'm saying? So every day, your daily job is to practice on things you want to get good at. Working out, eating healthy, getting your spiritual life intact, making money, whatever it is you're doing to make money. Practice it, get better. Okay. So the next thing is the definition of execution. Okay. Execution is the carrying out or putting into effect a plan. Okay. So once you're practicing and execution, I put them in the same stage, because you're always going to be practicing through life, okay? But in stage two, you're going to be practicing probably a lot more than you have, and then you're going to be executing probably in the second half of that stage two, okay? So here's how we're going to do it. Stage one, okay, just so if you're taking note, is ignorance. Stage two and part one of stage two is practice. Part two of stage two is execution, okay? So execution is one of the funnest stages, okay? That's where you start putting into effect what you've been practicing, and you're putting out that into the world for everyone to see what you've been doing in the dark, okay? And it feels pretty good when you're good at something and people start noticing, like, ooh, he can sing, he can dance, he can talk, he's got the gift of gab, or ooh, he can sail, or he can dribble, oh, he can shoot. Oh, she can twerk. No, I'm just playing. But you know what I'm saying? So these are things that these people have been practicing, okay? So it ain't rocket science. That's why life is all cause and effect, you know? A confused mind always says no, okay? Don't stay confused. That's why I break everything down into these simple points, because I grew up confused. I wish I would have known this stuff, because I was just like, what y'all doing? Going to school, college, work, money in a 401k, drink on the weekends, party, you know, at night. You know, I was just like, all right, what y'all doing? Instead of thinking for myself and following those who have lived a successful life and not following the masses, all right? So back to the point, guys, okay? And just so you know, it's okay not to know what to practice or execute, okay? You're probably still in that ignorance stage, as in you don't have enough knowledge on what you want to do because you don't have enough experience. So in order to gain experience, logically, the next step is to practice and experiment doing different things, okay? Experimentation is super important, especially if you ain't got no kids, especially if you're young, and especially if you can suck in air through your mouth or nose and live. So if you're still breathing, you can always experiment and try new things. And by trying new things, you'll start to realize what you like, what you're not good at, what you want to get better at, and things of that nature. So always experiment. And another experiment is kind of like practicing. You're probably always going to be experimenting, okay? Date different people. Date, you know, people in different areas. Work at different jobs, many different jobs. There's nothing wrong with that. You're not going to get in trouble if you had 20 jobs before, okay? Probably help you. You know, people are like, oh, shoot, you worked everywhere. Scoop them up like a ground ball, all right? So practice your craft. If it's sports, music, whatever it is, practice it, experiment. If you start doing something and you realize it's been 10 years, I've gotten nowhere and I practice every day and I still is garbage, and feedback from the world and yourself, if you're being real with yourself, is like, man, this ain't working, then try something else. It's okay to do that. A lot of successful people and billionaires have done many different things. Ray Kroc, who started McDonald's, didn't know about McDonald's until he was 50. Before that, he was a salesman and playing piano for money and selling paper cups. Okay. And then he started selling a milkshake machine, and he sold a whole bunch of them to two brothers in California, and he went and met them. And he said, I'm going to take an experiment and I'm going to stop selling milkshake machines, little twisty little blender things. And he's like, I'm going to partner with these guys. Okay, because he made some experiments. Okay, Jay-Z is making some experiments right now, getting into music management. He's always experimenting, trying something new. You know, him and Beyonce, they invested in crypto, and they invested in Uber, and made a lot of money. See, they're people who are successful. They're always trying new things, gaining more knowledge, because they understand, hey, I'm ignorant, I need to know more stuff. And in life, there's three areas you're going to be. I always tell this to people. There's life, there's what you know, which is probably the smallest section. If you were to make it a pie, make a big circle like I'm doing now, I don't know why, but there's what you know, okay, which is like a small little slither of the pie, like 1% of the pie, not even, probably less than 1%. And then there's probably 2 to 3% of what you don't know, okay? So you know you don't know how to build a rocket ship and fly it to Jupiter. You know you don't know that. And then you know what's probably 99 to, let's say 97 if you're real smart. Most of that is what you don't know, you don't know. That is the majority of life. So gaining knowledge is one, knowing and gaining more information. And then also, as many wise people have said, is knowing what you don't know. Okay, so you need to know what you don't know. That's very important. That's also part of knowledge. It's just a side bit. So keep that in mind, okay? So you got to understand it's okay to not know where you're at in life. Everybody's been there, and you're going to go through stages. At one point in life, you're going to be like, oh, I'm on track. I know what I'm doing. And then maybe a couple months later, you may not feel like that. But keep running, keep going. and eventually you'll get back on track. You can't give up, because once you give up, it's so easy to give up. Okay. And then you create the habit of giving up. Then your body starts getting in that give up vibe. And then you just depressed and you're not happy. And then you just live for temporal pleasures. Not a good life. Don't trust me. Study many other people in history. Talk to older people. Talk to people with experience, and they'll tell you, if I could do it again, I would not have given up. I would have tried. I would have really went for what I wanted to do instead of working in this factory or doing whatever forever, right? Okay, so keep that in mind. So another point, spend as much time as it takes practicing and executing until you start to get fruit for your labors, okay? Keep planting the seeds. Okay, even if some go to the wayside, like in that parable, don't worry about that. Even if the ravens come eat it, don't worry about that. Even if some falls into bad soil and don't grow, don't worry about it. Keep slanging, pow, pow, keep putting it out, okay? Because eventually, guess what? Something gonna grow, okay? So it's like working out. Anybody who's ever worked out, I remember when I started, boy, I was disappointed. I'm like, I'm over here going 3-4 times a week, putting in work, and I ain't even getting that much bigger. But guess what? After a year and a half, 2 years of eating good, working out consistently, you notice the difference, okay? So sometimes it takes a little bit of time. And for Generation X and them young people, I'm one of y'all. I'm one of you, okay? So I ain't talking trash. Sometimes we're a little bit impatient. And that's because we live in a day and age which the elderly may not understand. Everything is quick in our day and age, okay? We are going through things quicker than other generations because of the internet and faster ways of transportation, okay? Back in the day, in 1812, you wanted to go from Detroit to Chicago. That was a long trip, buddy, okay? That'd take you a couple of days. You could probably die, okay? Nowadays, you can hop in a car, and from Detroit to Chicago, it'll take you 4.5 hours. You can hop in a plane, it'll probably take you an hour. Not even. So, time have changed. Also, internet. We can talk to people all over the world. Now, we have a problem with divorce and all that because we got a lot more options now. You're not just marrying the girl in your high school class because it was 4 girls and 4 guys, and the city was small, and everybody know who was marrying who, and everybody knew each other. Them days are over. Now we are more exposed to more options. So because of this, we kind of got to stay focused, know exactly what we want, remind ourselves daily of where we're going, what we want, because if not, the world will distract you and sell you on what they want to sell you, because we live in a world to confuse people who ain't on track. You will fall into their traps and they will make money off you. I don't care if it's Netflix, movies, sex, drugs, alcohol, partying, whatever. When you off track and you're not focused, the world got something for you to be on track on, and they're usually making some money off it. It ain't free. But just keep that in mind and let that marinate like neck bone juice. Yes, I did get that from Country Wayne. Shout out to you, Country Wayne. Okay, all right. So next thing I wanted to talk about is knowing the most important step in life, which is unconscious competence, okay? This is where you are doing something and you have practiced it so much and you have executed so much that when you're doing it, it's like second nature. For example, riding a bike. I don't know if you can really remember, like sit there and really remember like how hard and terrifying it was to ride a bike for the first time without pegs, without the little support things, you know what I'm saying? The wheelie things, I don't know what you call them. But it was pretty hard because last time I remember I was doing, I'm like, oh my God, I'm about to die, I'm gonna fall. But then after a while, I kept doing it. You fall, you keep doing it. And then one day you're just like, oh, shit. I mean, excuse my French, I'm doing it. You know, I was like, I can even remember when I was a kid, like, and I was riding a bike. And I'm like, oh, it's true. I don't need training wheels. Like, and then we all started talking about it. And everybody in the neighborhood like, yeah, man, I don't need my training wheels no more. What? You the hypest kid. You know what I'm saying? And everybody else like, I want to do it too. And then everybody else started evolving. That's another thing about doing good in life. The more you do good, the more you impress and you impact your little brothers and sisters, your cousins, your nephews and nieces, your parents, everybody. When you start executing and practicing and becoming good at something, people like want to do the same thing because it's human nature. Side note. All right. So back to what I was saying about being unconscious competence is that is the goal that you want to be in. And you'll know, because one day when you're doing something, you'll be like, dude, I didn't even have to think about it. It's like driving home. Like, oh, you can be on the phone or be watching Netflix on your phone. Hopefully you're not doing that. But you know what I'm saying? You can be distracted somewhat and still remember how to get home because you just know the routes. You know where you're going. Think about when you move to another state, another area. You like really got to remember, like, how did I get home? Like, do I go left, right? Or was it this McDonald's or what the, you know what I'm saying? But after you keep making that drive, you start to remember, oh, I know where I'm going. You don't even need GPS no more. Okay. So that is the goal and the outcome of being in stage two, which is practice and execution. You want to be unconscious and competent and be in that I'm just executing mode without even thinking. Okay. Any person that you see who's a master at their craft, they're in that mode. Kobe and Michael Jordan are not thinking like, do I put my elbow like this? Do I arch this much when I shoot? You know, they're not really doing that, okay? Tiger Woods is not like trying to remember and figure it out how he needs to hit a golf ball, okay? He's like, he knows what he's doing. He's going up there. He's swinging. He's staying calm. He knows what to do. It ain't his first rodeo. And he got there by practicing. All right, people who sing and perform on stages, they got comfortable with doing it because they've just done it so much. People who talk to a lot of, you know, they're in the club and they talk to every girl. They do that because they've been doing that for a while. That's not the first time they ever talked to a girl or vice versa, or a girl talking to a guy, whatever it is. They just been doing it a whole bunch and they're so confident in it, they can execute. Mayweather, that's why he talked the way he do. He's confident that he gonna win because he just put so much time and he's won so much. He's at that stage where like, I know what I've been doing for the last couple of years. I'm gonna do that. And when I get in the cage, when I get in the ring, I know what I'm doing because he's in that unconscious competence stage, okay? So that is the goal. Same thing with people who are great salesmen, okay? Wolf Washer guys, these guys have been selling for a while. They just got so good at it after practicing that they don't really need to think about what to say to people's rebuttals. They already got ammo clips ready. Okay. Same thing with rappers or whatever, musicians. Okay. They got beats and raps for days or lyrics for days, or the guitar people, whatever. The rock band, you know, they know how to play many different notes because they practice the guitar or whatever instrument they're playing for hours and hours and hours, days, years on years on years. All right. So step three, aka stage three, the give back mode, aka God mode. Okay. This is where you're giving back to others. This is where you go from being a student to a teacher. Okay. So this is one of the funnest stages because, as the good book says, it is better to give than it is to receive. Okay. And if you don't believe it, try it, okay? Obviously, when you're receiving it, feel good. But, like, when you receive a lot of money or whatever, or you get free flights, it feels real good to put your family and loved ones into it. It feels real good to see their expression and see how it made them feel. Like, that's priceless, you know what I'm saying? That's a feeling that, you know, you can't put a price tag on it, okay? So keep that in mind. And with experience, you'll start to notice that. As you gain success in many areas, you're going to know it feels better to be in God mode, give back mode when you're helping people, all right? So Andrew Carnegie, which in today's value, he was worth about $310 billion, right? Okay, which he started off poor as heck. He started off like on a cotton mill, getting paid like $1.20 a week. So, you know, he wasn't making a lot of money. So he started from the bottom up. So we can relate to him because he didn't inherit his money, okay? Same thing with Rockefeller. He didn't inherit his money either, okay? J.P. Morgan did, but we ain't gonna talk about him. But this guy, Andrew Carnegie, he said, end quote, "I spent the first half of my life making money and the second half of my life giving it away. And to do the most good and the least harm." That was what he said. And you know why he said that? It's because after he had experience and he went from being ignorant about life and money and he executed and he made a whole bunch of money, he started to realize, man, I got to do something with this money. I got to help people. I got to do more good than I am doing harm. And the sad reality is, as humans, we accidentally are going to do harm. But just don't focus on that. Focus on doing more good than you do harm. focus on helping as many people as possible, even if you make a mistake. It's kind of like that Superman movie when Batman got on. What was it? Batman vs. Superman, where like they're all like, oh, Superman's a bad guy because when he like destroyed these aliens and these people that came to Earth to destroy us, he like stepped on my car and now I got an insurance claim. Or Superman accidentally killed my cousin. I mean, obviously, he didn't mean to do that when he threw that, you know, these alien beings into an apartment and to kill people. Like, it wasn't his intent. But at the end of the day, Superman saved us, folks. You know what I'm saying? No, you get what I'm saying. So it's like, I was just like, wow, that's how you're going to do my man. You're going to make him a bad guy? Because Batman's always careful, I guess. I know he accidentally threw one of them little ninja star things and hit somebody in the head when he was first started. Oh, shoot. Had to pull it out of skull and everything. So everybody makes mistakes, all right? So next point is to always figure out how to give back, okay? If it's time, okay, give some time. Soup kitchen. Train some kids. Go to the neighborhood school. Help the kids out. Go to the hood. Help some families out. You know what I'm saying? Whatever it is. If you ain't got money, you have time. Okay, if you got money, give money away to people who are actually going to help people. But you see what I'm saying? Like, give money away. Bless people with, who are short on money. Life's too short for us to be suffering. There's no reason for people to have millionaires and billionaires in their family and somebody in their family or friends are suffering. That makes no sense. Like, are you sick? Even if they don't want to take care and they just want to use, okay. But you figure out what you want to give them. Like, listen, man. I keep helping you, but here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to give you $10 a month or whatever. You know what I'm saying? $100 a month. And that's all I'm giving you. The rest is on you because I made it. I'm trying to help you out. It could be $1,000 or $10,000, whatever it is. Figure out what you're going to help them with and don't always cry about them asking you for money. Obviously, you're loaded. Obviously, you worked for it. Obviously, they didn't. Besides the point, still help them out. You know what I'm saying? Life's too short. What's the point of holding your pride? Well, you need to boss your life up and get like me. Maybe some people don't got it like you, okay? Some people are more gifted than others. Some people are wired more to be successful than others, okay? That doesn't mean we shouldn't help each other. We're all one big family, okay? So that's just my two cents on that, okay? So Carnegie, right, he gave away approximately what people have said, $48 billion. Some I've read it was like $65 billion of his money. So he gave a lot of money away and he built thousands of libraries. He gave money to many different organizations and churches and he gave away a lot of money. And when he did this, other billionaires were like, maybe I should do the same. So if you don't know, there's a list also. There's a list, you can look it up on Google, of all the billionaires who have joined this list to give away their wealth when they die. So for all the people not crying about, oh, the rich people are evil, they don't help us. Are you on that list? When you die, are you signed up to give all your money away or do you even have money to give away? Stop it, Christian, stop it. Okay, but you see what I'm saying? So thank God that we actually have a list like that because they could say, I ain't giving y'all a damn thing and no one could force them. You know what I'm saying? So thank God for these people. I know Warren Buffett's on that list. I'm pretty sure Bill Gates is on that list. And other billionaires are on that list. I think Michael Bloomberg may be on there. But a lot of these guys say, you know what? When I die, I'm going to give my money back to the world. You know what I'm saying? Now, they may do it in a form of a charity and they may run it. But either way, they have signed up to give most of their wealth away, which is a phenomenal thing. All right? So giving back. Everyone knows that. You got to do it. It feels better to give than to receive. So that's the main point I want to make about stage three. All right. So fix whatever mistakes you made in the past. Okay. Now you have more experience and perception and a different awareness about things. Fix the mistakes you made. Okay. It's never too late. If you have air in your lungs, you can always make a change. All right. So this is Christian here again with another informational podcast. I hope you got tremendous amount of value in this recording. And if you did, please do me a favor and share it with friends and family on your social media or any way through text or anything. And we do take donations so that we can continue to do this. My name is Christian. Have a blessed day. God bless. Thank you for listening to today's recording of Healthy, Wealthy, Happy. This is your host, Christian Shabi. And if you would like to stay in more contact with me and get to know me a little bit more, you can check me out on my YouTube channel, which is Christian Shabi. Let me spell that for you. C-H-A-B-I. And also, we have a website that you can also get phenomenal information, schedule a time to speak with me, one-on-one consultation, all that fun stuff, and get to listen and watch a few testimonials and check out my book, Something Ain't Right, which is all on my website, which is, guess what, also called ChristianShabi.com, www.ChristianShabi.com. All right? Thank you, and have a blessed day.